Now, you're welcome back to part two of Religion Matters, KFM's weekly religion reflection and social issues programme. And that was Ave Maria from Catherine Jenkins, one that we got a request for. So we're only too happy to please. Now, my next guest is Lerma Corrig, and he works with Veritas. And he's involved in, I suppose you could say, curating a very interesting exhibition that's coming up, or certainly, if not involved in curating it, he's involved in making a lot of the materials available. But I'm going to let him tell you about it. Lyra, good morning. You're very welcome to Religion Matters. Now, listen, I was reading one of my Sunday papers last week, and I saw this very interesting headline called "Publish and Be Damned." Careful now. Tell me a little bit about what's happening at the Dublin Print Museum.
Sure. Well, at the Dublin Print Museum next month, we are mounting an exhibition of about 35 covers of, I suppose you call them vintage pamphlets. And these pamphlets were produced by the Catholic Truth Society of Ireland. They started publishing them around the turn of the century, but the ones we'll be exhibiting are mostly from the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. And I suppose the interesting thing about these covers is they're not the way you'd expect them to look.
Yeah.
They're, unfortunately, radio is not the best medium, but very bold, they're very direct, they really grab your attention.
They're almost like comics, aren't they? Kind of comic book covers.
Absolutely, and there's a good reason for that. A lot of the artists who would have been employed in producing those covers would have been cartoonists for the newspapers, and they would have had a background working in advertising rather than kind of the fine arts.
Yeah, and I mean, any of us who've looked at Mad Men, that very popular programme, can see, I mean, when we look at the stuff now, it looks like they're very sort of dated and big blocks of colour, but they were in fact very, very contemporary for the time.
They were very contemporary for the time. I mean, fair play to the CTS. They were keeping right up to date.
Now, I'm looking at some of the covers here. These were the ones. And these were written by Reverend Daniel Lord, Jesuit, Reverend W.M.P. O'Keefe. And one of them, the cover says, "The Young Lady Says No." The second one, the title of the cover is "Don't Swear Like That" in big, bold letters. And the third one is a kind of a girl who looked like somebody who could be out of Mallory Towers or one of the comics. "Shall I Be a Nun?" I mean, they're just extraordinary, aren't they, the covers?
They certainly are.
And do you have just the covers, or do you have the content as well?
We have the content as well. Okay. I mean, obviously, we're approaching it more from the point of view of the art itself. The content is interesting in and of itself, but the content was more speaking to the audience at the time.
Yeah.
Whereas the covers, as you say, they have that sort of Mad Men quality. They have a universality which would really talk to people today.
Yeah, and in terms of putting this together, have you had a read through the content?
Oh, I certainly have. we're working on a book that will accompany the exhibition, and the book will include a brief synopsis or a quotation from each of the pamphlets, just to put it in context.
Yeah.
So I've read through 100 or so of them at this stage.
And do you have, like, are these part of the Veritas archive?
These are part of the Veritas archive.
What other goodies have you in there? You must have lots of really interesting stuff.
These are the gems.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a miracle that nobody threw these away.
Wow.
Because Veritas have been in the same building in Lower Abbey Street for the best part of a century. And these pamphlets survive through some kind of good fortune.
Yeah. And would it ever be, I suppose, envisaged that these might go on permanent display somewhere? Is this a temporary exhibition in the print museum?
It's a temporary exhibition, but we would hope that we would be able to preserve these in our archive and you sort of keep them for posterity, so to speak.
Mm. Yeah.
A lot of these pamphlets would have been produced on wartime economy paper, so they don't bear up to repeated handling and that type of thing. They really need to be carefully looked after.
Yeah. Now, some of the most popular leaflets, I think, related to the whole issue of relationships, mixed marriages, "Why Be a Wallflower," was one published pamphlet which had 110,000 copies printed in Ireland between 1945 and 1964. And it advised young men on how to be more assertive, especially when looking for a wife.
Yes.
Now, that is one I'd like to read.
This is one of a series by Daniel Lord, you mentioned before, the American Jesuit. He wrote a great deal of along those lines. "Why Be a Wallflower," "What to Do on a Date" is another one. "What Not to Do in a Date," actually that's not by Daniel Lord.
Mm.
And "The Young Lady Says No," I think, is his as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, he had an awful lot of advice on how to go about finding yourself a husband or a wife, what to look for and what to avoid.
Yeah. As I said, that would be, you were saying in terms of the content, it would speak very much to the time it was published in. But I think it would be fascinating for people to read and to see maybe how little has changed in terms of good, solid advice to people who are getting married, but also how things have moved on quite significantly as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, we talked a little bit about some of the artists, and I know one of them was a guy called George Altendorf, and he was a student of Harry Clark, the stained glass artist.
Yeah, that's right. He studied under Austin Molloy, and whether he actually was taught directly by Harry Clark, we're not entirely sure. He studied at the Dublin Metropolitan School of Art, where Harry Clark was a teacher until the early 1920s.
Yeah.
And you can actually see, in some of the covers, you can see a real influence of Harry Clark's style, a kind of the thin, wispy figures in some of Altendorf's early covers.
Yeah, and I know a lot of the publications came in initially from America, but then were sort of Irishized or given an Irish slant.
Yes, I mean, not all of them by a long chalk. I'd say maybe about a quarter of the ones we're featuring originally came from America. Some also came from Australia. But the Reverend Daniel Lords obviously were very popular titles, and he had a great knack for coming up with a title.
Yeah.
Don't swear like that. And scruples, how to avoid them. That's another one.
Yeah. Now, I know that you're, and I think people will be very happy to hear this, especially people who have an interest in either historical sort of fine art and publications, but you're going to make some postcard and poster versions available as well.
We are, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we hope to have them in time for the exhibition, which opens on the 4th of November, runs till the 24th at the National Print Museum.
And where exactly is the National Print Museum in Dublin?
It's in Beggar's Bush in Dublin 4.
All right, okay.
So it's quite central, really. It's a fantastic place. I mean, it's worth visiting even when we're not exhibiting there. It's a really fascinating place.
Yeah, but you would like people to go along and see this exhibition.
I think it
sounds quirky. It sounds like a wonderful piece of our social history. So, you know, so relevant to kind of conversations that we're having nowadays.
Absolutely. And it's very contemporary.
Yeah. And the postcards and the poster versions, will they be sold in the print museum or will you have them in the Veritas shops?
They will be hopefully available in the print museum, but we'll also have them in the shops and online, ultimately at vintagevalues.com.
Okay,
which will be up very soon.
Yeah. And is there somewhere where people, have you information up on this, either on the website of the print museum or on the Veritas website, or will they just have to wait and go along to the exhibition?
No, there'll be information available on the National Print Museum website, nationalprintmuseum.ie.
Great. Well, listen, it's been fascinating chatting to you. I could talk about this stuff all day. It just has so many elements that are of huge interest to me. And do keep us in mind now here on Religion Matters, because I think you're a little gem of information that we have just discovered, and we won't let you go that easily.
Thank you very much.
But listen, thanks for talking to us on Religion Matters this morning. Best of luck with the Dublin Print Museum. I hope loads of people go along to see it.
Thanks, Britta.
Thank you. That was Laura McCorrig from Veritas, and that sounds like a fascinating exhibition in the National Print Museum in Beggar's Bush in Dublin. We're going to take some more music.